thing go yesterday?
You didn't watch it?
Hey, who gets up that early on a Sunday?
Priests? Football players? Guys you sucker into doing stupid talk shows?
You didn't go on with that attitude, did you?
You should have seen it, Pete. He was really cute.
You were cute on Face the Issues?
I wasn't even awake on Face the Issues. It was 6 o'clock in the morning.
Benson, these shows are important. There's an election year coming up. If you want the governor to get reelected, you have to do your part.
I will. I'll vote for him.
That's not enough.
They won't let me vote more than once.
But you could be at Channel 17 tonight at 11:30.
Yeah, and I could be at home getting some sleep.
Yes, you're going to be the main guest on that talk show, After Hours.
Main guest? Who are the others?
Yeah, a guy wrote a book about trains, a beauty consultant, the dog from Annie.
I'm not about to try to explain the economy between ARFs. If you don't mind, I'll pass on this.
You're not giving me much notice.
I'm giving you about as much notice as you gave me.
Ah, Peter, here you are, anywhere but in your own office. This is a draft of the governor's speech. You may release it to the press.
Thank you, Clay. No, I don't want to talk to you in 1 second. Benson, you've got to do this for me. I already promised that somebody from the governor's staff would be there.
Pete, I've done enough of those things. Ask Clayton.
Ask Clayton what?
It's a good idea. You'd be perfect for this spot.
Now, Peter, I am not interested in one of your harebrained schemes.
This is your big chance, Clayton. He wants you to appear on TV with a Broadway star.
Oh? Well, let's discuss this over coffee.
Tell me about the story.
Now, don't tell me. I want to be surprised.
Here's your mail, Benson. I'm going on a coffee break.
Coffee break? You've only been at work 15 minutes.
I know, but Captain McDermott just called, and he's on his way over, and I'd rather not be here. I sort of hate him. Hello, Captain McDermott.
Hello there, little lady. Looking mighty attractive today.
Thank you.
You sure know how to pick him, Benson.
You sure know how to offend him. What do you want, McDermott?
Simple answers, Benson. What's the idea of shooting down my new security budget?
Too much money. Simple enough?
Benson, we've got to beef up security.
Fine. Put Krause on the front gate.
It's no joking matter. Now, as you know, I recently attended a terrorist convention. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff they've got there. I saw an electronic eavesdropping device that can pick up the sound of a snail crawling through the garden.
McDermott, I can't see spending the taxpayers' money on stuff like that.
Sure, sure. Wait till the last minute. You're the kind of guy to try to put on a seatbelt in the middle of an accident. Why take chances?
McDermott, life is a chance. We fly in planes without parachutes. We cross against the light. We get in the express lane at the supermarket with more than 10 items.
Fine, Benson, fine. But if some crazy busts in here and splatters your brains all over the wall, don't say I didn't warn you.
Thank you, Mr. Sunshine.
Benson, I saw you on television yesterday morning.
You got up at 6 o'clock just to watch me?
Yeah, it was worth it. Just to turn your sound off.
Well, then you didn't hear what I said about you.
You mentioned my name on TV?
Kind of. We were discussing government waste.
Good morning, Benson. Hi, Miss Krafts.
Morning, sugar.
Could I have my lunch in a plain paper bag today?
Why?
There's someone in our school stealing lunches, but only lunches in paper bags.
But why do you want your lunch stolen?
Mary Lou Fitzer and I are going to trap the bandit. We're using my lunch as bait.
The lunch Krause gave you? Don't you want to catch him alive?
All right, Katie, I'll put your lunch in a paper bag.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Lovely day, isn't it?
What is that?
Must be a new maid.
Are you finished with the paper?
Ma'am? Oh, yeah.
Oh, Katie. School bus is here.
Thanks, Miss Graff. Bye, everybody. See you later.
Bye-bye.
See you later, Katie.
Have a nice day, Katie.
Benson?
Huh?
Who is that woman?
I thought she worked for you.
No.
Excuse me, ma'am.
You can call me Nellie, daughter of Osiris.
She's the daughter of Osiris.
I'm here to see the governor.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, governor.
Good morning,
sir.
Oh, hello. I don't think we've met. I'm Gene Gunn.
I'm Nellie Vanderwig.
Oh.
And I have a message for you, governor. Starships from Alpha Centauri will be landing here at the Capitol within the hour.
Oh, well, Thank you, Nully, for bringing that to my attention.
One of their scout ships brought me over here today.
Nellie, why don't we call another scout ship and have them take you home?
I can't do that right now. I'm supposed to bring the governor to the landing site.
Governor, don't you have other business elsewhere in the mansion?
Oh, it's all right, Benson. I'm sure Nellie doesn't mean us any harm.
Oh, no. I'm an advanced bee.
See?
And even if I did want to harm you, you couldn't stop me. Rays from my eyes can incinerate human flesh.
Well, Nellie, they call me Benson, son of Ben. I, too, am an advanced being.
An advanced being?
I feel that this woman wishes you ill, son of Ben.
Nellie, you don't know the half of it.
Should I incinerate her?
Could you just toast her a little?
Benson!
Well, never mind. Would you like to accompany me?
Where are you taking me?
If you don't mind, I'd like to introduce you to Captain McDermott.
Is he an advanced bee?
Only compared to Kraus.
Come in.
I'm sorry I'm late. Where's McDermott? He called his meeting.
Well, he should be here. Do you suppose it slipped his mind?
He wouldn't have far to slip.
Come in, Captain.
Morning, Governor. Morning, soldier. All right, you men know why I called this briefing. Benson.
We're going over the top at 0100.
It's about the security budget. Today, a 65-year-old woman breached our perimeter.
And how did that happen?
Well, we figure she slipped in with the help.
Oh, that explains it.
Or she came in with a tour.
That's good, too.
Or she vaulted over the back wall.
What is the point of all this? It was a 65-year-old woman.
Mm-hmm. And next time, it could be 65 bomb-tossing Bolsheviks.
Come on, he's getting carried away. He's paranoid.
Well, Benson, up till this morning, I might have agreed with you, but what if this 65-year-old lady had been somebody who wanted to harm Katie or me or any of us? I think we need to reconsider Captain McDermott's security ideas.
One of McDermott's men slipped up and let a harmless little old lady in the house. That's no reason to spend thousands of dollars on electronic snail traps.
I'm not going to make my decision right away, but I wanted you to know in case I decide to ask for the allocation.
Okay.
All right, Governor, the ball's in your court.
Yes, Captain, I know.
And as for you, Benson, back off. You don't seem to understand the problem we have in security.
I don't have to understand it, McDermott. I'm looking at it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
Oh, you didn't startle me. You scared the pants off me.
Good thing you're wearing a robe.
I've been listening to McDermott all day long, and I guess I'm a little jumpy.
Yeah, he's blowing this whole thing out of proportion. There's no reason to be jumpy.
Oh, you're right. Oh, I'm sorry.
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 Hi. I couldn't sleep. I'm excited about tomorrow.
Oh, is there something special about tomorrow?
Yeah, we've got a foolproof plan to catch the lunch bandit.
But your plan didn't work today?
It half worked. He stole my lunch.
So, what's tomorrow's plan?
Doug O'Dell's father's a dentist. He's going to give us some of those little tablets you chew up that stain your teeth.
And you are going to put them in your lunches. Oh, what a great idea.
Yeah. Then when we find someone with purple teeth, we'll have the bandit.
Oh, honey, I think you better get back to bed.
Yeah, come on. I'll tuck you in.
Benson, what are you doing here? Pete told me you had a television interview tonight.
Clayton's filling in for me.
Oh. Well, I guess we should watch it. What time's it on?
Don't worry. We already missed it.
It's too bad.
Yes, it is.
I get it. Hello. Yes, this is the governor. What? Where is he? All right, I'll be right there. Benson, I want you to come with me.
Where?
County Hospital.
Somebody hurt?
Clayton. He was leaving the television studio and he got mugged.
All right, Clayton. What did you do right after the guy hit you with the rock?
I did what anyone else would do. I started to bleed.
Don't get mad at me, fella. You're the guy that parked in the dark corner of that parking lot.
I always park away from everyone else. I don't like to get my fenders dented.
So you got your head dented instead, huh? Got to have it examined.
Captain McDermott, can we just stick to the subject, please?
This guy's a mugger's dream, Governor. Now, what happened after you got hit with the rock?
Oh, Governor, I have a headache. I've already given this information to the police.
Captain McDermott, just double-checking, please. Oh. Come in. Oh, Benson, Captain McDermott is reviewing what happened last night, and since you took Clayton home from the hospital, he wants to ask you some questions.
I only know what Clayton told me.
All right, Benson, did anything about Clayton's story strike you as unusual?
Only the fact that he was mugged and they didn't steal anything.
They didn't take anything?
You didn't know that?
I'll ask the questions around here, Benson. They didn't take anything?
He just told you no.
Well, what's the point in mugging somebody if you don't take anything?
Well, if money was not the motive, something else had to be. Now, what does that leave?
Lust!
I've had enough of this levity. I'm going to my office.
Hold it. Suppose they were after Clayton.
Ah, you mean this wasn't just a random mugging. They were after me. You think this was an assassination attempt.
With a rock?
A lot of crazies out there have got gripes against the government, Benson. You guys are easy targets.
You mean somebody attacked Clayton because he was angry at the government?
It's part of the sickness that's spreading through our society, Governor.
Along with the preppy look.
Benson, if McDermott is right, this is very serious.
Look, the guy hit Clayton. Clayton didn't go down. The guy split. Now, what are you trying to prove, McDermott?
My point, Benson. Everybody in this government needs protection. There are crazies out there. We have got to beef up security.
Are you going to start that again?
Well, Benson, he's not wrong.
Clayton did a stupid thing.
What?
Clayton, you should have known better. Alone in a dark parking lot in a bad section of town, you got mugged. Didn't you see where's Papa?
What is this man talking about?
Just because you were mugged doesn't mean there's a conspiracy against the government.
You may be right, Benson, but if somebody attacked Clayton because he's in this government, which one of us might be next? Captain McDermott, I want you to give immediate attention to the protection of our people.
Top priority, sir. Sorry to shoot you down on this one, Benson. But I'm a big man. I'm not going to gloat.
Yahoo!
Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning, Lewis. Clayton, doesn't he ever talk?
Not while he's on duty. He's here for my protection, not conversation. If I wanted chit-chat, I'd have Dick Cavett following me around.
Good morning, Benson.
I thought you said it was safe in here.
Good morning, Walter.
Shit. What a silent Sam.
Horrible job. I have to listen to Krausen. Can't talk back.
Well, the doctor took my stitches out this morning.
Did he give you a balloon?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
That's a lovely day. It's days like this that make me miss the wide open spaces.
I miss the wide open kitchen.
He has a point, fellas.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Charlie.
Nothing.
Did Katie get off all right?
Yeah, her guard drove her to school.
Hope he doesn't mind repeating the sixth grade.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Pete.
Peter.
Cool, I'm just getting coffee.
Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Oh, Benson, McDermott wants another security meeting today.
More security? Doesn't he have enough?
There is no such thing as enough security. I've learned my lesson. You have to insulate yourself against the criminal elements.
It's become very frightening.
Yeah, it's every man for himself. That's why I bought a weapon.
Peter, you have a gun?
Now, that's frightening.
I bought a pool cue. It's much better than a gun. You don't have to load it, you don't have to aim it.
But you do have to chalk it.
I always carry a can of mace.
Really? Mace? Pool cues? Armed guards? Where's it all gonna end? You people act like you're scared to death.
Shouldn't we be?
Take.
Morning, Denise.
Good morning, Benson.
What's wrong with my door?
Oh, they had new locks installed last night. They're electronic.
Electronic? Do they open?
Uh-huh, with a 9-digit code.
9 digits, yeah. One more digit and I can call Puerto Rico. Thank you.
Oh, no, Benson. You're supposed to memorize it.
Oh, I see. An unlisted door.
Oh, and you had a phone call this morning? A Gloria Hampton.
Oh, Gloria Hampton. I've been trying to get in touch with her for 3 weeks. What'd she say?
Oh, well, first she said hello. Then she wanted to know if you were here. And I said you weren't. So she asked if she could leave a message. And I said, sure, let me get a pencil.
Can I just have the message, Denise?
Oh, yes. She wanted to have lunch with you today. Here's her number.
Great. Call Smitty's. Tell him I want a reservation for 2 at 1 o'clock.
3.
3 o'clock?
No, 3 people. You, Gloria, and Walter, your guard.
The guy's not going to lunch with me.
He has to.
No. If Gloria decides to attack me, I don't want J. Edgar Hoover to interfere. Call the restaurant.
Very funny, Benson. I want you to memorize that number.
McDermott, I don't need you to annoy me now. I got Walter.
I have your security kit here. Identification tag to be worn at all times. ID card to be carried at all times. And a sticker for your car.
Where's my secret decoder ring?
Benson, security is no joking matter. Now, if Julius Caesar had listened to his security people, he'd be alive today.
But he'd be very old.
Are your windows working?
I think so. I see a tree.
No. I mean the alarms. All these windows have been wired now. Including this one in your bathroom here. Don't open any of them until you call my office. And one more thing. Security meeting in the governor's office this afternoon. And memorize that number.
Denise. How do I get in the bathroom?
Oh, 3710.
Okay, hold it. 3710.
306.
306.
54.
54. Nellie, I don't know how you got in there, but could you wait right here a minute?
And one last thing. I want every senior staff member to qualify on the pistol range.
Captain McDermott, I really don't want to fire a gun. Security's not my job. It's your job.
Yes, sir, I know that. But what if your guard has to go to the can?
He's right, sir. We could cover him.
All I'm saying, sir, is that one day it might come down to you protecting your own hide.
Governor, isn't this security business just getting a little silly? We've lost track of reality. We can't live our lives behind electronic fences with dogs and bodyguards and everybody carrying a weapon. I mean, we're putting ourselves in prison rather than going out and changing those things that cause the problem.
You can't change human nature, Benson. You gotta realize we all stink.
That's a lovely thought for a Mother's Day card.
Well, if you want to arm yourself, it's fine. Packing a rod.
So that's our choice. Carry a gun or hide.
I don't want to live in a fortress either, Benson. But what else can we do?
Governor, if we separate ourselves from the people, if we stop trusting each other, it's just going to get worse. I mean, we've got to go out there and do our job unafraid. That's what we signed on for.
And these security measures will guarantee your safety, so you can do your job.
McDermott, there are no guarantees. If somebody's determined to get you, there's no way you can stop them.
He doesn't know what he's talking about, sir. I'd like to see somebody get in this mansion.
I was hoping you'd say that.
Hello, Governor. Captain McDermott. It's nice to see you again.
How did she get in here?
I found her in my office and I brought her down here a few minutes before the meeting.
Well, how did she get into your office?
Nellie?
Well, I came in with that nice man who installed all your locks. He even gave me a hard-boiled egg. But I can't eat eggs. I worship them.
Thank you, Nellie. Would you mind waiting outside for me?
As you wish, son of Ben.
Don't know about you, Captain McDermott, but I feel a little foolish. I think we'll just go back to the usual security and cancel those bodyguards.
You're the boss, Governor. Hope you're satisfied, Benson.
McDermott, man to man, with you on the job, I feel safe.
Oh, that kind of makes my day, soldier.
Keep your powder dry, Ace.
Benson, you mean that? With McDermott on the job, you feel safe?
A lot safer than I would with him roaming the streets.